Get a better broadcast, podcast, voiceover voice. Hello, welcome to the show. I'm Peter Stewart. We're spending a few days at the moment talking about how to make your voice sound better on Zoom, Skype, FaceTime type calls. Could also be YouTube, could be webinars and seminars, consultations, conversations and discussions and things like that, maybe with through a hobby or maybe through a workplace. Today, we can't look at all of those different platforms, but you know what? There are ways that you can change things in the settings of your particular platform that you're using, Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, etc. And there are others. Of course there are. There's various other live streaming platforms. StreamYard is very good. Oh, also, Yeah, have you checked out seriously, that's what it's called. Which is a fantastic webinar service that is streets above the rest. Check it out. I think it's spelled MMMHH. Check that out. So, how can you sound better? Let's just choose Zoom, yeah? Because there are a few tweaks that you can make in the settings to all of these platforms that will make a huge difference to your voice. So, let's just look at them and then you'll be able to check out and see where there's similar settings for your particular platform of choice. Because Zoom automatically adds processing to the audio through your microphone, and it's turned on and works best when you're in a noisy environment. If your mic is far away from you, or you're using the built-in mic in your webcam or computer, or maybe you're using earpods or maybe even a Bluetooth mic. But if you're using a more pro mic, which we recommended a few days ago, and have better acoustic treatment in your room, acoustic treatment, we spoke about that two or three months ago. Check back in the archives of our podcast. Then to use the automatic processing may actually be damaging the audio feed and changing your voice for the worse. Again, we spoke about automatic level control a couple of months back as well. So check out that. It was all in our section about microphones, so it wasn't too far ago. So particularly in Zoom, you can go to Start Video at the bottom of the screen and then choose Video Settings and then Audio Settings. And if you're routing an external microphone through a mixer, then you can make sure that that is selected in the drop-down, because a USB microphone will show up there, and maybe you know what kind of microphone it is, because it'll probably come up with its name, not the name you've given it, but the actual manufacturer's name and so on, possibly the model as well. And if you untick automatically adjust microphone volume and set the input volume at its highest level, then you can adjust the level of the sound that you're giving other people manually on your mixer. Put all this in the show notes. So you can click through to advanced, and then at the top select the option show in meeting option to enable original sound from microphone, and then suppress persistent background noise. You disable that, because if you're using a proper microphone in an acoustically treated room, there won't be any persistent background noise to be suppressed. So let's stop the computer trying to do something which isn't necessary. It'll be kind of battling against itself. Then suppress intermittent background noise. You can disable that for similar reasons. And echo cancellation you can put onto auto. Now, as I say, that's just for Zoom, and the details in our show notes, and there will be other similar settings in your other video or audio streaming platform that you use. So you can check that out, and that will help you sound better to the other person as well. Okay, tomorrow, why we tend to speak a bit more loudly in video calls. Why voices are raised on video calls. Your voice may be raised, of course, on a video call because you're having a discussion with your boss at work. But that having been said, we're talking about your vocal projection tomorrow on the show as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.